You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Give me the clap. Thank you.
Greetings. It's Peggy. You're listening to Getting Peggy with it. Oh, Ellen's also here. Our guest today, very exciting, becoming a movie star. Her name's Ariana DeBose. She's in three movies this year.
Three?
Yeah.
The West Side and The Prom and what else?
Something else.
I think you're making that up. Did we talk about that?
She was in West Side Story. She plays Anita.
Great.
We found out she's Puerto Rican now. And then she's also doing The Prom movie. And so I guess she's doing movies now.
Yeah.
But she was formerly in Summer the Musical and Motown the Musical.
And
Hamilton the Musical. And the cheerleading one.
Yeah. Yeah, so, we're going to talk about all those things.
Yeah, we're going to talk about all that because...
Do you know when I first met Ariana DeBose?
I know about it. No.
When I was in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Never heard of it.
Okay. It was a Broadway show.
Oh, drag queens.
Babysat backstage for one of our actors. And he said to me, Eric Scotto, he said to me, "This is Ariana DeBose, my babysitter, but she's going to be a star."
Wow.
That is actually what he said.
He knew it.
And I was like, oh,
she's
okay,
very
well.
Ambitious.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? And she is a star.
And here she is. Everybody should do some service in their life.
What?
Work a service job.
Where did that come from? What are you talking
Every
about?
Every actor should work.
Have oh, to because do she job. Was a babysitter?
Yeah. Everybody should have to pay their dues.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's got to work. I mean, who doesn't? Yeah.
People, the trust fund kids don't work.
Okay.
I'm sure there are a lot of them.
What do you do exactly?
I do a ton.
Like name just one thing, actually.
See, I walk. I eat. I read.
What
I
do
listen
you do for money, Peggy? Actually, I'm going
to
ask the hard-hitting questions that other people aren't asking you. What do you do
I
for money?
I take the train everywhere. I go to museums. I give advice.
But
I get paid for that.
Are you a psychiatrist?
I get paid to give advice.
Are you a
psychiatrist? Still give advice, actually. If your therapist is giving you advice, they're a bad therapist. Advice is not what a therapist gives, but I give advice.
Who pays you for that? Because
a lot of people.
Name one. Just
well,
one.
You pay in your time, and I pay dearly for having to spend that time with you. Okay. Anybody who knows Ellen knows a couple fast facts about Ellen. Okay, she's loud. She's on the front of the beat. She's on the front of everything. She's like can you imagine like the talons of a falcon? That is her personality embodied in an animal part.
Okay. Do you want me to give the animal part?
You better wear a glove if this falcon's going to land on you. She runs like 25 clubs, Broadway clubs. She's been in air quotes, 5 Broadway shows.
Why are they air quotes? Just for my own personal knowledge.
I just don't know if I believe it, but so many people need jobs out there. And
you don't believe if I've been in the shows that I've
been? Apparently, Ellen's been in them. And
I mean, it's Googleable.
She lived backstage at Kinky Boots for like 17 years just doing memes and making content. And
you watched it, though.
I've seen a few.
Yeah, you're obsessed with me.
I've seen a couple.
Yeah.
Anyway, hope you enjoy our episode today with Ariana DeBose.
Enjoy our conversation with Ariana DeBose and Peggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so lucky.
I'm going to get the last word. You keep talking.
They're so lucky to have me. Oh, I'm excited for them.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for being here.
Bye. Bye. Well, enjoy it.
Getting Peggy with it. Greetings, it's Peggy, and you're listening to Getting Peggy With It on the Broadway Podcast Network. And today's guest is someone very, very special. It is one-time Tony loser, Ariana DeBose!
Hello, Peggy.
Welcome!
Thank you.
Oh, well, Ariana is quite a star, and we are just so thrilled she can make time for us. Always. I love you, Peggy. I love you so much. Thank you. Oh, you flatter me so. So, Ariana, what have you been doing? It seems like I haven't seen anything.
Well, I went away. I went away to Los Angeles. So okay. I've currently been working on this little movie called The Prom.
The Prom.
Yeah, it was based
on. Were you in it on Broadway?
No, I wasn't.
Oh.
I would have loved to have been. But I was doing Donna Summer, the musical
at the time. Oh, that was terrible.
I know. It got panned. I got panned. It was awesome.
But you got a Tony nom.
I did. So it worked out in the end.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Game changer, really, right?
Actually, getting the Tony nom. It did. It changed a lot of things, you know. Got me in some really cool rooms. So before I did The Prom, I worked on West Side Story.
West Side
the
Story?
New one. Yeah, the new movie. Not to be confused with the new Broadway show.
Oh, yeah. Be glad that you're not in the revival because it doesn't have women in it. They cut all the women out.
Did
yeah,
they
did.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. The director hates women is my guess.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah. That's what my guess is because they cut I Feel Pretty.
Oh,
yeah. And they cut the Summer Ballet.
Oh,
prominently featuring women. And then they added Men to America. Who cares? You know, they didn't really need to be there. And then they also made all of Anita's scenes about somebody else.
Oh, no.
So be glad you're not in that one.
Well, you know,
Do they care about women in your version?
We do care about women. We care about women very much. And it's I can't wait for people to see it.
Who do you play in West Side Story?
I play Anita.
Anita! Oh my gosh.
It's crazy.
Are you Puerto Rican?
Yeah, actually.
You are?
I'm half Puerto Rican.
Is that new?
No.
Oh, that's always been that way?
It has always been that way, just no one ever bothered to ask.
So thanks for asking. Oh, yeah. I always ask the probing questions.
I love
you
it.
You know that about me.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, that's – wow. You're really going to blow up.
Well, we'll see. You know, I mean, I hope people like the film. I hope they like both the films I'm in.
Who directed it?
Steven Spielberg.
Oh.
He did a little movie a long time ago about sharks. That seems to went
did
over
did he do
very
E.T.?
Well he did.
I love that
he
movie.
He did do E.T. He's done a lot of really cool
I'm
things.
I'm sure they'll be doing a reboot. Well, they're doing a reboot of everything.
I know, it's true. Even on Broadway. What is that about?
I don't understand. I hate that. So the Prom movie.
Yeah. Hmm,
is the original cast in that besides you?
No.
No. And you play... who do you play?
I play Alyssa Green. On Broadway, that was played by Izzy McCallum, who was absolutely wonderful. You know, I saw
she's
the
show. A lot younger than you, though.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. We're, yeah, maybe.
Did they do that CGI that they did on Robert De Niro to make you look high school?
No.
That was pretty cool. Technology. They changed the color of his eyes.
Cool. It was
and
really amazing.
And they made an Italian look Irish, I guess.
I heard he walked really slow, though. Like, even though he was young, he still
I didn't watch it
slow.
Because I don't like male journeys.
That's okay. I respect that.
Wow, that sounds like a really exciting year so far. Jeez.
That's been great. Guess who else is in The Prom?
Who?
Meryl Streep.
Who?
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep. Yes.
Like, you know, the Queen Devil Wears Prada.
Oh,
like, she's amazing.
Yeah. The last thing I saw her in was Kramer versus Kramer.
That was a long time ago. She was really good in that.
She was wonderful in that.
She was really good in that.
But I haven't really caught up with her
for that.
Yes, she did. She did. Best supporting.
There's been.
Then there was the curse of the best supporting. Honestly, it's for the best that you didn't win for Summer, the Tony, you know, because it leaves you open to winning for something good.
Yeah. You know, I mean, sometimes I think about that myself, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you want to win for?
Bet you're gunning for Golden Globes and all that.
I just will be happy to be anywhere I'm invited.
Were you serving face?
I tried.
Show us some of the close-ups. Like, you have to suck in your teeth?
You sort of like suck in the inside of your cheek a little.
Is that what Rena Moreno said?
She just said to...
That was her advice.
Not fuck it up, but you know what I mean.
Did she to tell you schmize and then you called it a day?
Yes. Mm. I did my best.
That's great. So Anita is a huge dancing role.
Yes.
And so are you mainly known for dance roles?
Yes, I am actually. You know, I've been dancing since I was 3. Did you dance when you were a kid?
No.
No, not at all. Did you play soccer instead?
No. I just knit.
Just knit.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Just knitted. Hey, that's your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I danced and that's sort of how I got my start in everything.
Wow.
Was dancing.
And so you were found from, so you think you can dance?
Yeah, I was, sort of. I mean, I didn't last very long on that show, so I'm a So You Think You Can Dance loser as well.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, I'm really racking them up. but it was a great journey. It was a short one, but that brought me to New York, and that's when I you know, found a home in the theatrical community.
What was your Broadway debut?
Bring It On the Musical.
Oh.
I know.
Gosh. Flop.
wow. The cheerleading one.
I was really underrated.
The cheerleading one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had to stunt, too. They put me in
the
air.
No one knows what that means. It's okay. Did you have any training for that?
No.
Who did you play in that?
A character you wouldn't know. Her name was Nautica.
Nautica.
Yeah. She was like the best friend, you know, sidekick, sassy sidekick who happened to be brown.
They
and
always
Latina.
Do that to brown girls.
They
yeah.
do. I even wore purple. It was awesome.
Oh, geez. Yeah. What did you do after Bring It On? If Then?
After, no, I actually wasn't in If Then. That would have been a lot of other people that okay. were not me.
All right, what did you
but
do
But I did do Motown.
Motown.
Yeah, you have yes. a lot of friends that were in Motown.
Yeah, I know almost everybody in Motown.
It's
and
true.
You were one of Supremes?
Not me.
I was.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you do know. Yeah, you were the thin one.
Maybe.
And so that was three ladies. And then in summer, which season were you in summer? There were the three one. Ladies in that.
Yes.
So did you also audition for Cher? Three ladies.
Unfortunately.
Three ladies. Oh, it's two ladies. Whatever. You know what? It doesn't matter. It we're workshopping it.
Yep. It is. And no, I didn't audition for Cher. There wasn't really a part for me in that show. But I was the second. So you could say I was the second season.
Second season of
summer.
I was
the good season of summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So why did they need three of you to tell one mediocre story?
You know, I don't know. That is a real question.
Did she do that much in her life?
She did quite a lot, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, she's the mother of the disco genre.
Yeah.
Which is a lot to, like, birth a whole genre. Like, that takes a lot of energy. You know what I mean?
What's your favorite Donna Summer song?
That's a good question. Probably, I feel
Mine's
rough.
Probably I Will Survive.
Yes, because that wasn't by her, but that is okay.
That's not her?
No, I don't
think
so.
Oh, then my favorite is Staying Alive.
Yeah, I like that one, too. It's really good.
Yeah. were those in the show?
Nope.
Okay.
We didn't really find a place for that. But we did find a place for Enough is Enough, which is in the same
Ooh,
like vein.
Babs.
Yeah,
Babs. I love Babs
and Donna. She's the best, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't she great? She has
Wonderful.
A lot of Broadway albums, too.
Yeah, a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are classic, and a lot of young people don't know about things that are classic.
It's a bummer, because I really love classics.
Oh, good. It's wonderful to hear.
Thank you. See, I try to be with it.
I would love – oh, and then after that you did Hamilton?
Mm-hmm.
After Motown?
I did.
What did you play in Hamilton?
I was in the ensemble and they called me the Bullet.
The Bullet. So they just gave you a name to make you feel better?
No, I gave myself a name to make myself feel better. But
– it's not a thing.
You know, we try, humans. Yeah.
And then you popped and locked your way to
– I did. Da-ba-da-ba-da.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a whole moment. And I can't even say
did
that
Did you
I
get famous from Hamilton?
Not really. A lot of other people did, though, which was great. It's really good for them.
Yeah, they think very highly of themselves.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Yeah. But,
I think most people would.
Oh, okay.
They're hard to reach, those people.
I answered, though.
Do you think Hamilton's like overrated? Said, you famous. Can tell us.
What?
We can talk about it later.
Okay.
My God, you've done so many Broadway shows. I didn't even know this.
Which one?
Did you do Pippin?
I did. That was actually right before Hamilton.
Back to back. You don't stay in them long, do you?
No.
Yeah, it's like you're like the one-night stand of Broadway actors. You just like hit it and quit it.
Something like that.
What did you play?
I was in the ensemble, and then I took over leading player.
Oh, which is your replacement?
Yeah.
Nobody cares about replacements, unfortunately. It's really unfortunate. Actually, sometimes you see replacements and they're better, but then nobody cares. Like their little piece of paper just slips away into the night.
I know. It's sad. You know what I mean? Oh my God. I once walked out of the stage door and my little slip of paper was on the ground with like a bunch
gum
of
gum in it.
Gum and like boot marks. It made me feel great.
Oh man. Someone left her paper out in the rain.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
That was a bummer.
I'd like to go to a segment we like to call Deep Internet Cuts.
Deep cuts from the internet.
In 2013, Time Out magazine named you one of the top 10 hottest chorus girls on Broadway. Is that how you got the West Side Story movie?
No.
Do you think?
Maybe it helped.
Whoa. That picture is scandalous.
Yeah, legs in the air. That's me.
Wow.
Wow.
That is
A moment.
Yeah. Do you have any underpants on?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay.
I am Southern, so I have...
What does that have to do with underwear?
Well, you know, being ladylike.
Okay. So it looks like it. The week of September 17th, 2014, you were on as a leading player in Pippin.
Yeah.
How'd you do?
I think I did all right. They clapped and stood at the end.
Do you remember your lines?
Not now, but then I think I did.
Join us. Leave your field of flower. Join us.
This key, Peggy. Leave your field.
Gee, I can't. It's so low. Yeah,
you
I
have
got
to be prepared for anything.
We've got magic to do.
Yeah, that's
just
enough.
For you.
You know, yeah,
that's
it was why a long time ago. I understand.
Yeah.
On December 1st, 2006, on Facebook, you said, just going with the flow.
I did.
Do you do yoga? Or are you just being basic?
I think I was being basic. I was also still in high school when I wrote that. So who knows what it was about.
You are so young.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'm an old soul, so.
Okay. Well, you should let others say that.
I love how savage you are, Peggy. It's my favorite.
Well, I'm just trying to be real. All right. On to a segment called Lasting Impressions.
Lasting Impressions.
So everybody knows that actors always have to be prepared to do an impression. And it's just something they have to have in their back pocket. You know, as an actor, you have to have that skill. So I would love to hear some of your impressions.
Okay.
Ready?
Sure. Let's go.
Do you have any prepared before I start?
No. But, you know, like you say, just go for it, right? Be ready for anything.
You do a great impression of that woman that was in Pippin before you.
What's her name?
Yeah, Bettina Miller. Yeah, I love your impression of her.
Oh,
all
thanks.
Right. So start with Cameron Diaz. Do you know how that is? She was around before you were born.
Yes, I do. I know exactly who that is. She sang that.
Just do the impression.
Okay. What was that song? That song in my
She's
best
not
friend's
a singer.
Wedding.
Oh, she sang.
I know. That's why it's
I
great.
I just don't know what to do with myself. Just don't know what to do with myself. You kind of have to have the context
I'm so used
for this impression.
Doing everything for you.
It's coming. Actually, really good. Actually, yeah. If you've seen the movie, you'd like that.
Yeah, Best Friend's Wedding. You should watch it.
Bonnie Milligan.
I can't because that would be a disservice to her talent.
Oh, that's right. She has to say that.
It's also very
Cheetah
true.
Rivera.
I got nothing.
Rita Moreno.
You know, I had an idea. What if he says, could be, and then I go, who knows? Eh?
Wow. Karen Olivo.
Baby, you're a firework.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know if that's not an advertisement for Moulin Rouge, I don't know what is.
I mean, you're welcome.
Rita Hayworth.
I don't have anything for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need stairs.
What
she
about
came
the,
downstairs.
What about
really
the girl
well.
That plays Anita in the West Side Story revival?
This current one?
Mm-hmm.
She dances really well. Her name is Yesenia.
Yeah, whatever her name is. Yeah.
Yesenia. She's really great. She was actually in our movie. She just didn't play Anita because I played Anita.
Whoops. Yeah, don't rub it in.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
I'd like to do a segment we call Actors Are Dumb.
Everybody knows actors are dumb.
great. I'm going to ask you a few questions, and I want you to give us the answer. This is some common trivia. All right, you ready?
Nope, but yep.
All right. Which is the most common gas in the atmosphere?
Oxygen?
Nope.
Hydrogen.
Nitrogen. Nope, not even close.
I didn't go to college, Peggy, so this might be hard.
Yeah, you didn't need to tell us that.
She was trying to defend myself.
She famously won the all-around gold medal for gymnastics in the summer, you know about this summer, Olympics of 1984. She became a household name, America's sweetheart, and was on the first woman to be displayed on the Wheaties box.
Who was it, Peggy?
Ugh, take a guess.
I really don't know.
Mary Lou Retton.
I would never have gotten that.
She's a lot younger than you, Ellen.
She has three names.
These questions were clearly culled by Ellen Marie Mars. She just like got it. She had to go and actually get out physical dictionaries.
I thank you for your effort.
When I ask Ellen to look something up, she's like, /, do I find it on the web? I'll have to have my daughter unlock my phone for me. You know, she's a grandma. Ariana, what is the proper name for a group of parrots?
A parrot group.
Pandemonium.
Really?
Now you have that fact. You can take it to others. Like at a dinner party.
Totally going to use it.
Ask Steven Spielberg if he knows
I that. Will. And honestly, he probably does. He's very smart.
Mm-hmm. You're your new buddy?
Yeah. He's nice. He calls sometimes.
It's did you meet Kate Capshaw?
I did.
She's so beautiful.
She's so beautiful.
She's homely?
No, she is a homie. Meaning, she's a friend. Like,
she's a friend. You could just say friend.
Okay. Not what the kids are saying, but okay.
Well, not the white kids. What You're city? Correct. Well, they shouldn't, actually. I wish white people would say fewer things, actually, and just in general. What city and country would you find the Great Sphinx? City and country.
The Great Sphinx?
The Sphinx. So, do you know what the
Cairo,
Sphinx is?
Cairo, Egypt?
Giza.
Giza.
She got the country right.
See?
That's half of a point.
Half a point.
Okay, great. Wow. That was pretty bad, but you got half of one right.
Thanks, Peggy.
I'm getting there.
All right, Ariana, I would love to know your advice.
On?
Just give somebody out there life advice.
Life advice?
I can't wait to hear.
Oh, wow. I mean, in regards to being a good human, like maybe realize that your opinion isn't always wanted or
that. Do you take that advice yourself?
I do, actually. Yeah. I do. Can you believe it?
Her stories would indicate otherwise.
No way.
He's like, tick, 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 tick. Swipe, swipe. Oh. It's a lot of stories.
I'm glad that my stories exhaust you.
Yeah, it's a lot of stories. But if you're bored, her stories are wonderful.
See?
Lots of quotes.
Get down.
Lots of inspirational quotes.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of moon omens. You know what I mean? If you like
I don't know what that
moon
means.
Tides.
No, I don't.
Or astrology.
You believe in astrology, yeah.
I do.
I'm sure you have crystals.
I do. I have an amethyst. And like I love Tiger's Eye. It's really grounding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In regards to the advice she asked for, maybe just empathy, more compassion. You never know what someone's going through. So,
Speaking of empathy, what was the worst audition you ever had?
That's a good one. Worst audition I ever had was, well, I can't remember. I blocked it out.
Because you book everything?
No. I've been lucky to book a fair amount of things, but.
What do you think is the thing that really pushes you over into the booked category?
I think my honesty pushes me over into the booked category because you either want that or you don't. That's what I think.
What are your special skills?
I can fly and dance at the same time on a trapeze.
Really?
That's the only special skill I have.
Special skills. Do you do any accents?
Fake ones, yeah, sure.
Like, just Scottish?
I don't have a Scottish one.
Irish.
Me like your charms. I don't know. I don't know.
Mid-Atlantic.
I told you I did fake ones. Like, can we do like
Philly.
A standard British one? Philly.
Everybody can do British.
I know, but that's the only one
you
I'm
really
good
need
at.
To know some specific ones to get booked these days. And I know, like, if you really want to continue in movies, you got to really know a lot of accents. So that might be something to work on. Do you think your family's disappointed that you chose this life?
No, actually. I think they're pretty happy with it. I mean,
now that you're on TV and movies?
Yeah, they like that part. And they like, you know, I think they like sometimes being able to go to parties with me and things like that.
Oh, yeah, use you for your contacts.
Maybe. I mean, most of them don't do this line of work, so there's not much to get out of it.
But. Here's a segment we like to call, Where Are They Now?
Where are they now?
You know, it's somebody that we just love and we haven't heard from in a long time.
Okay.
And I'm, you know, we'd love to hear from again.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like Lin-Manuel Miranda. Like, where is he?
Where did he go? I mean, I think he's been really
busy. You know him, right?
Sort of, yeah. We haven't talked in a while, but
he's very rich.
He, I believe so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he does good things with his money.
Does he?
I think. I mean, that's what you read.
Do we have receipts?
I don't know about that. I don't really have access to receipts. But I don't know where he went. Wait, Freestyle Love Supreme. Wasn't he just in that?
Nobody knows what that is. No, nobody knows what that is.
It's like the rap.
Do you rap?
Only if I don't mediocre flow. I mean, actually, I do mediocre flow.
You
it's
do mediocre flow?
But no.
Let's do one. It'll be fun. Let's show everybody your skills. You can put it as a special skill.
My name is Ari. I'm really, really sorry because it's going to be really bad, you know. Oh, yeah, Peggy. On the flows, on the ones. One, two, three. I got nothing. He. Come on, Peggy. I said.
I'm sitting here with Ariana. We go way back. I tell you, when she was just a baby and she had her first Broadway show, before everything else came along and she was on movies and all that, she's bigger than all that. She does whatever she wants and she books everything because she's honest or something. Anyway, it seems like bullshit to me, but that's what she says and I'm going to stick with it. That's my close.
That was great.
Very honest. I want to go on to a segment called Tell Us What You Really Think.
Oh, man.
Okay. We're going to turn the cameras off and all the audio and everything.
Totally Everything's off.
Yeah, nobody's listening, really. And what do you really think about the West Side Story revival?
I haven't seen it yet, so I'm unsure. She's no, genuinely, it. I haven't seen it. I'm telling you, I was in LA. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I have a lot of friends in it, and I hear they're having a pretty good time.
Yeah, but they're like very postponed hard. For months. Are they even going to open?
They will open.
Did you audition for it?
No, I couldn't get in the room, actually. I could not get an audition for that job. But that's okay because the right people ended up where they needed to be. But I did find that fascinating.
That is fascinating. Do you think it's a good cast?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. Do you like all the chats? Do you think that's appropriate?
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that the racial makeup of the Jets and Sharks is true to the story?
Oh, I mean... Well, I'm a little unclear on what their concept is.
You have to go see it.
I do.
I bet you've had plenty of West Side Story. You've just West Side Story coming out your ears.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm in a great way. I mean, the way I've experienced it has been very challenging and wonderful, which I'm sure is what all of them would say as well.
Yeah, but they have to say that. They're lying. So what are you doing next?
I don't know. I don't have a job.
Oh, have you ever waited tables?
No, but I actually think I should try.
Yeah, you should try. You think you'd be good at it, though, with no special skills?
I think I'm good at talking to people. Like, I could talk to a wall if I had to. I think I could do it. Okay. And I'm pretty good at juggling. You know what I mean? Like, not actual juggling, but I can balance things. Like, I could balance on my head if I needed to.
What are your goals for 2020?
To not look like an asshole.
Well, it's already in the can, honey. It's too late to know about that.
This is it. It's going well.
We don't know. We can't answer that. What are your new goals?
My new goals for 2020.
I guess that's up to the editor.
It's true. My new goals for 2020 are to be a little more graceful and to, in the ways of like how you like treat people, be graceful in how you
gracious.
Treat people. Gracious. Mm-hmm. Get my Broadway body back because it's gone.
It looks pretty good to me.
Well, I covered it up.
Oh, so. Sweaters. Yeah.
Sweaters. Yeah. So I got to go to the gym, which is sort of irritating because like, did you see that meme of Miranda Priestley? It's like, cool. So you're going to go to the gym and lose 20 pounds and like have empathy. Groundbreaking. But that's exactly what I just said. So it's groundbreaking.
Yeah. Groundbreaking.
It's going well.
In the prom, do you play one of the lesbians?
Spoiler alert. Yeah, I do.
Spoiler alert, everyone knows that, right?
I mean, I guess if you like know anything.
Is it a big
about
surprise?
No.
It's probably going to be in the tagline. Two gays want to go to prom. Like, why would they bury the lead?
Well, I think they typically talk about the one gay that wants to go to prom.
Oh, is it surprised that the other one is?
Sort of.
You play
She's
like
a very lipstick.
Oh, lipstick. Can we
a
still say that?
Les, yeah.
And are you a lipstick les in real life?
I just like people. So mm-hmm. yeah, sure.
Oh, gratitude. Namaste. I'm going to be more empathetic in the new year and lose 20 pounds and go to yoga.
I didn't say 20.
And
maybe
love
like
everybody
five,
and gender is fluid and everything else we're supposed to say. Oh my God. I just is exhausting. You know what I mean?
It's very hard to figure out which box you're supposed to check.
Oh, that's Ariana. Let's play Bowl of Questions.
Bowl of Questions.
Okay. Want to ask me one and I'll ask you one?
Okay.
I didn't write these, so I don't know what they are.
Great. Love that.
Ellen probably wrote them. I don't know if you can read them. They're probably misspelled.
You ready?
Yep.
What's the weirdest thing you've done for money?
Weirdest thing I've done for money. You're looking at it. They begged me to come on this place and try to make money for Broadway Podcast Network. Have you heard of it?
Just now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Case in point. So I guess this. Taking people under my wing.
Yes, I've learned a lot. Thank you.
What TV show did you last binge? She probably doesn't have time for TV. She's so busy.
No, I do like TV. What was the last thing I binged, though?
She probably likes Game of Thrones.
I did enjoy it. It was a little gory, but I did enjoy it.
A lot of nudity.
A lot of nudes.
Do you like female nudes? Whoa.
Well, I kind of do.
You probably do.
Dang it. What was the last thing I watched? I blocked it out. It must have been really great. No. But I hear Catherine Gallagher is great on it.
Yeah. She's terrible.
Schitt's Creek.
Blah, blah, blah. Schitt's Creek is horrible.
I guess I don't watch enough TV to have an answer for your question.
So here, take a couple of these.
Okay.
And I would love it. You can actually choose any that you like. Okay. And I would love you to act out a scene from a Shakespeare.
Oh, no.
Any Shakespeare you like.
Oh, Peggy.
Hold them up here so the camera can see. There we go. See?
Then you gotta like, okay.
There we go.
So,
I'll be another character.
You wanna help? You wanna help?
Yeah, it depends on what you choose.
Okay. Hamlet. Let's do Hamlet.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Hi, parents. It's good to see you. It's been a long time. My dad is dead, and Mom, you have married someone new. Yes.
My name's Gertrude, bitch. Don't just call me Mom. I'm the queen.
Yes,
I have a
you
name.
Are. Bow down, bitches. Bow down. I'm bowing,
Listen,
Mom.
Hamlet,
I'm bowing.
You're so depressed. Maybe you need something. Do you need drugs?
You got
Who
any drugs?
Who the hell is this?
This is,
Ophelia?
Yeah, we love her. Also, Gertrude's not in Hamlet.
Yes, she is. She's the mom.
Yes, she is.
Gertrude is the mom.
She is in Hamlet. Do you want some books to go home with?
Yes.
I'll send you home with Ellen's encyclopedias.
Shakespeare for Dummies is more like it.
Yeah.
I'm feeling really overwhelmed.
It's fine. It's good to just get things off your back. You might need this for a callback.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's great. See, that was fun. I learned a
that
lot.
That was great.
Gertrude, you know the title, guys.
You know the title character. That's great.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been wonderful.
Has it?
Is there anything you want to tell everybody at home?
I'm book smart. No, I'm not. I'm not book smart. I got a lot of common sense.
She's booked smart because she's always booked. We've been speaking to Ariana DeBose, Tony loser.
God bless you.
Soon to be Golden Globe and Oscar loser. And we are so thrilled to have her. You can see her on the big screen in The Prom and West Side Story next year.
Yeah, check it out.
You're listening to Getting Peggy With It. Find her at, what's your handle on Instagram?
Just my name. I know it's really original. At Ariana DeBose, XOXO.
If you love inspirational quotes, you will love her socials. This has been a treat.
Yes, it has. Thank you for having me. You're wonderful. Have a great one.
Don't forget that. Gratitude for 2020.
Yep.
You've been listening to Getting Peggy With It on the Broadway Podcast Network. Getting Peggy With It is produced by Ellen Seals and directed by Ellen Marie Marsh. Getting Peggy With It is edited by Ellen Seals and Ellen Marie Marsh, and she won't let you forget it. Please follow Peggy's adventures at Greetings, it's Peggy. One word, dummies. Special thanks to Taylor Newsom and Josh Lehman. Peggy is a character created by Morgan James. That's me, Morgan James. And Peggy. And Morgan. No, just Peggy. Thanks for listening.
to not look like an asshole.
Asshole.
Asshole. Asshole.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.